Reaching a personal goal of being healthy, mind, body, and soul is no easy feat. The therapists at BetterHelp can empower you to face anxiety, fear, insecurity, depression, relationship woes, trauma, you name it. If you're facing a dilemma, large or small, BetterHelp can help. If you're a bit wary of therapy, BetterHelp is an excellent option because you can customize the experience to you. You can choose between text if you don't want to be seen, phone or video calls, and the therapists are matched to your personal needs. BetterHelp is more affordable than in-person therapy, and you'll be matched with your therapist in under 48 hours. Join the millions of people who are seeing what online therapy is all about. And as a special offer, you can get 10% off your first month of professional therapy at betterhelp.com/godisgray. That's betterhelp.com/godisgray. Thank you again to BetterHelp for sponsoring this podcast episode. Hi, beautiful people. My name is Brenda Davies. I'm the creator and host of God is Grey and the author of On Her Knees, Memoir of a Prayerful Jezebel. And today, I'm just going to be honest about the stone-cold fact that I have been a slut, a slag, a hussy, a nympho, a trollop, a harlot, a scarlet woman.
How childish to resort to name-calling, you Jezebel.
Floozy.
Tramp.
That's right, beautiful people. I've been a hoe. And I can imagine it would be uncomfortable to watch me refer to myself so crassly. But in reality, by definition, I have been the embodiment of these words. If you look up the myriad of synonyms for slut, you'll find they all simply mean a woman who has many sexual partners and the audacity to enjoy it. And the terrible thing is, no matter what word you seek for a woman who enjoys sex and has sex with multiple partners, that word by definition has a negative connotation. All of these words are meant to offend and degrade. You'll notice these are very unlike the words Casanova, Romeo, Charmer, Ladies' Man, Heartbreaker, and Lady Killer, which describe the men who enjoy sex and seduction, frankly, as much as I do. But this video isn't going to be a lengthy complaint on double standards or talk about the awful slut shaming that women have endured for centuries. This video is simply about my search for sexual integrity after living in Christian purity culture, getting married, getting cheated on and divorced, and then proceeding to sleep with 56 men. I'm doing this video not to brag, because believe me, there are people such as my parents that I really wish never knew that number, but instead to openly address women's sexuality and desire, because many of us leaving evangelical purity culture are left feeling like we have no idea how to form our sexual ethic and integrity on our own. First things first, though, let's address the number 57. After counting my number by going through my address book for this video, I started asking friends in LA and New York what their number is. And I got a variety of responses from 13 to 600.
Well, it depends. What's your definition of a boyfriend?
Any man you bring to a fevered pitch of uncontrollable ecstasy. Excuse me?
I found from talking to friends in their late 20s into their 60s that there was a variety of responses that, unsurprisingly, didn't add up with the research data that I found publicly. According to the CDC, the average number of sexual partners in an American's lifetime is 6.3 for men and 4.3 for women. And a study by Superdrug affirmed my suspicion, showing that 41.3% of men and 32.6% of women admitted to lying about their sexual history. So while most studies showed Americans at around 3 to 7 sexual partners, the largest average I found was on Bespoke Surgical, where its founder, Dr. Evan Goldstein, said, "Although we live in a time where many sexual taboos are diminishing, there's still a certain level of attention paid to the number of sexual partners one has had. There is still a stigma if a man has not had, quote, enough partners, and stigma for a woman if she's had, quote, too many, which are sexist stereotypes." Another gap Dr. Goldstein noted was between the straight and LGBTQ plus communities. He said most straight people define a sexual partner purely by penetrative sex, while the LGBTQ plus community is much looser with their definition because penetration isn't always the ultimate goal of sex. Bespoke Surgical surveyed 3,151 Americans and found the national average was 14.8, with Washington leading the charge at 54.8 sexual partners, followed by Connecticut at 31. Okay, Connecticut. But I find it highly suspect that New York City isn't even on there with its many models, designers, musicians, artists, and have you seen The Wolf of Wall Street? And Florida, stop playing. Between spring break and the STI epicenter that is senior living, there's no way you're being honest about the number 15. All said, this is not my promotion for having a high number. I'm just pointing out that sex is still stigmatized, and therefore you will find that people lie. So if you want one sexual partner for the rest of your life, I commend you. But if you are someone who considers yourself as having a high number or desiring to have a high number, you're not alone. But the real life, practical question becomes, is it okay to sleep around after I've gotten rid of the purity culture and the ethic of one heterosexual man with one heterosexual woman forever and ever till death do us part? Is it okay to sleep around? Can I be spiritual or even a Christian and still engage in sexual activity with others? And I'm going to be honest with you here. After swinging between these two extremes from purity culture to hookup culture, it's taken me decades to find the center and figure out what sexual integrity actually means to me and how to live it out. And that's why next week I'll be sharing the 6 ways I found sexual integrity post hookup and purity culture. And that's it. I love you all so much. Please like, subscribe, share with your friends, donate to my Patreon or Venmo if you can. God bless.